You can also join in the conversation on our social media. Follow the Joe and Alex Show, Twitter and Instagram. It is at Joe and Alex Show. The question we have for you this morning is, what was the last, like, bizarre or strange reason that you cried? Obviously, something sad happens in your life. You're going to cry at it, but I just don't understand, Live the Web Girl, why you cried. Like, what's going on with this?
I don't know why either, and I was a little concerned after it happened. But I was driving the other day home from work, my second job, and I just saw this itty-bitty little car. I mean, this is the smallest car I had ever seen, and it had the tiniest little windshield wipers on it, and they were just swiping back and forth, and it kind of reminded me of the movie Cars, and I thought it was just so precious that it honestly made me tear up. It was so cute, and it was raining outside, and it was a gloomy day.
Oh, that is cute.
And it just made me so happy, and it was so precious.
That is cute.
It must be, you know, a special time for you. Okay. The only thing, like, what could make you so emotional, you know, for that? That's very nice of you to share that. How about that?
What is the last funny reason you cried?
Alyssa, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What was it for you?
I literally bawled my eyes out whenever they killed off Rooster on The Ranch on Netflix.
Spoiler alert! Come on!
Everyone knows!
No, they don't! I've never watched The Ranch!
Well, that one guy that was playing Rooster, he...
Stop!
All those
sex
allegations...
Oh, he's one of those people, Hollywood pedo people. So he got kicked off the show. Oh, I didn't know that.
Thanks for ruining it.
Uh-oh.
Now I'm gonna cry.
You're welcome.
I don't even know what to do with you. You got something in your pork chop? Spoil?
No, I don't like cry, but sometimes I tear up and I get a little soft when I pass roadkill.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I actually feel really bad.
I mean, that though is kind of understandable. And this is like reasons that are not understandable. Like, why in the world would you cry about that?
I feel like if Alex saw these tiny little windshield wipers working away, she would have teared up.
But why would you cry?
It's just cute.
It was just so cute and precious.
I think it's a girl thing.
I know what to get you for Christmas. Maybe like little eyelashes for the headlights.
No,
that's cute.
That's white trash.
The reindeer. The reindeer ears.
Oh, I love that too.
Oh, you're so white trash and you don't even know it.
I just love little objects. Like little tiny things.
Oh, sometimes I use a very tiny silverware. I have a like little kid Hello Kitty fork, knife, and spoon that I use sometimes at home.
You say that's cute. I call that creepy. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Regina.
Regina, how are you?
I'm great.
Now, what is the thing that made you cry?
I bawled my eyes out at the Ariana Grande video to Thank You Next. All the old movies.
Why?
Oh, my gosh.
Because my daughters grew up on those, and it just really made me miss my girls. They're 25 and 28, and it just bawled my eyes out.
That is so cute.
Are you still the cool mom?
I don't know. You have to ask my daughter.
You are. You'll always be the cool mom. That is really, really sweet. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you. We appreciate it. We love you, too. Brittany, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What made you cry?
I was watching a 60 Minutes episode with my boyfriend, and I just started hysterically crying.
Why?
What were they talking about that made you cry?
It was actually really sad. It was a couple that they followed for 10 years with. The wife had Alzheimer's.
Oh, now you're bringing me down.
That is, like, understandable.
That is
Brittany, that was terrible. I can't believe you're making us sad this morning. Oh, no. Thank you.
Nicole on Twitter said, I was listening to Dare You to Move by Switchfoot yesterday at a Starbucks and started thinking of A Walk to Remember and started sobbing inside of the Starbucks.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
And then Salvador said, I cried watching a Cirque du Soleil act. It was kind of embarrassing.
Oh, this song is so good. Can I just tell you, Switchfoot? I love Switchfoot. I've always wanted to see them live. I've loved them too, and I discovered them also on the Walk to Remember soundtrack when I was in fourth grade.
Oh, here you go. Get your crying.
Oh.
Yeah.
Welcome to existence.
Gosh, it's so good. Oh, yes!
How long do I get to the good part? Hopefully it's quickly.
Like one more little mini chorus.
I'm going to wait for it.
I love this song.
Please don't start crying when they get to the hook.
I might.
Here it is. Turn it up.
You can feel it. Oh, Liv is lip syncing.
What a bop.
Oh my gosh. I could literally start crying right now. I'm not kidding.
Do it, do it, do it, do it.
You want me to try?
Shane on A Walk to Remember, by the way, is one of the hottest main guy characters in one of those early 2000s movies ever. So hot. I can't think of, is his real name Shane? His real life name.
But this song also reminds me, isn't it in Cinderella Story as well?
It might be. It might be. But coming up in the garbage, this sitcom star got emotional, speaking of emotions, about her health problems. Sarah Silverman responded to Nick Cannon calling her out for hypocrisy, and Kim Kardashian opened up about her ecstasy days.
Ooh, all right. Well, sorry. You made me cry so much that I accidentally deleted the wrong thing right here. So now I'm sad that I messed up. Can you give me a second here?
Sure.
To stall.
What song are we going to play?
I don't know.
What do you have in mind?
I'm trying to find it.
I still want Lady
it.
Gaga applause. That's what I requested yesterday.
Oh, well, then here you go.
Oh, that's not it.